there's basically two main server types out there these days, or operating systems. There's Server 2003, which is in very wide use. And then within the past year, Microsoft introduced Server 2008. And so that's just beginning to come into its own in the market. So Windows Server 2003 was pioneered by the Air Force, as I mentioned already, and the configuration that we adopt comes straight from the Air Force. They collaborated with NSA and DISA in producing it, but it's been tried and tested and used for the past year by the Air Force. Server 2008, the Department of Defense has done a much better job in collaborating amongst all of the services and components of the department, where they have come up with a configuration that all of the components and services of DOD have agreed to. And that's the configuration that we're using for Server 2008. We'll have a configuration, again, that's been proven and tested by the Department of Defense, including the National Security Agency and DISA.
What percentage of agencies do you know use Server 2003?
The vast majority, and that's probably close to 80% as well, that are using Windows-based servers are still on Server 2003. Those that have enterprise agreements, you know, with the software assurance benefit, obviously own the licenses to upgrade and are beginning to do that. But again, it's a new product and just beginning to make its way into the federal space.
What's your market size for 2003? You said 80% are use 80% of the install base, but what's the install base? Do you know that?
We don't have a good feel for the install base. For desktops, we estimated it between 4 and 5 million. For servers, it's probably right around a million across the federal government.
When we talk about servers, we're talking about boxes, or are we talking about routers and switches and all that? So when we talk about servers,
you can think about servers just like desktops. They're very similar, but they perform unique services that don't require the same capabilities that a desktop might have, because they perform limited functions and they do it in a repetitive fashion. So you don't necessarily need to have the same computational power to do what you do. But they usually host things that apply across an enterprise network, like your email. You have a server that holds your email and manages your email functions and then interacts with all of the desktops that are connected to it. SharePoint is another one. There's a dozen different server roles or more out there that use servers, but they function essentially like a desktop, but with a limited capacity.
And this is the next step, I guess, beyond the federal desktop core configuration, the server configuration. Talk about what are some of the benefits.
We call it the federal server core configuration, so that the name kind of builds on the federal desktop core configuration. And the model we use has been exactly the same. The Air Force pioneered both of these, and the desire is to secure and standardize the server configurations like we did on the desktops, so that you have a more manageable server environment. And to do this, we basically develop and apply the same standard configuration to every single Windows server in an organization. And then that enables the people that manage the servers to be able to know the exact configuration on any machine, and it allows them to better maintain and the servers over time. The benefits are the same for the federal desktop core configuration. Enhanced security, because it's in a locked down mode with enhanced security settings in the configuration. Improved cost model, reduced total cost of ownership, because you have, with a known configuration on all of your machines, they have much fewer breakdowns, trouble tickets, and when you do have problems with a server, they're much more quickly remedied, because you're starting from a known configuration. And the last thing is that having a standard configuration across all your servers allows an organization to adopt emerging technologies at a much more rapid pace, because you don't have to design and test it on server by server by server. You just do it on one sample server, for example, and you know that it's going to work on all the rest because they're all configured the same way.
You mentioned that you guys tested this. Air Force pioneered Server 2003 for about a year, and then DoD worked with some of the other services and components larger scale to come up with 2008. was NIST involved or other federal agencies involved, for instance, OMB, or was this really a DOD effort and then this is being kind of pushed out from there?
It's just a DOD effort at this point because NIST and OMB, I think, are just still getting their arms around the whole federal desktop core configuration and trying to decide where to go in terms of standardization of operating systems across the federal government. And they're trying to deal with other vendor platforms like Apple and Red Hat and Linux as well. So they've had their hands full.
Have you heard from some other customers outside of DOD that are interested in this yet?
It's still fairly early. We just only rolled out the offering to our customers, but we've been working behind the scenes for some time to perfect it, if you will, and to develop the repeatable processes and the intellectual property that supports delivery of this kind of a service. But we've performed this on Miami-Dade County. Already, we've done it for several non-DOD federal agencies, such as the Bureau of Land Management, Treasury Department, Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. For example, we are on track to deliver it to Lockheed Martin, or in negotiations, let me just say, for Lockheed Martin and Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina. So I think as the word spreads, it'll be in high demand because people understand that the foundation of having an infrastructure maturity of the infrastructure maturity model is to have a well-managed desktop and server environment.